Today we're going into the fourth chapter of the book of Galatians. But I'm going to read first the last verse in chapter 3, verse 29. If you be in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Paul is saying that the believer's union with Christ is seen in the fact that if you be in Christ, then you are Abraham's children. You're heirs according to the promise. The Judaizers were seeking to undermine Paul's gospel. Only by the law could a child of Abraham receive the inheritance. Paul had argued differently. Paul is saying that the Galatian Christians were the true seed of Abraham by faith and would receive the promise. Because they were in Christ, they were Abraham's seed and heirs according to God's promise to Abraham. And now I'm going to read from the fourth chapter, verses 1 through 7. It reads like this: Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and administrators until the time appointed of the Father. Even so, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, you are no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. In these verses 1 through 7, the children of God are exalted from being servants to becoming sons of God. The Galatians, whom Paul had just described as sons and heirs of God, needed to be reminded what had taken place in their lives. As an illustration, Paul points them to a familiar custom regarding minor children. In verse 1, he said that the heir, as long as he is a child, is no different from a servant, though he be Lord of all. Think of it this way, Paul is saying. If a father leaves an inheritance for his young children, those children are no better off than the servants until they grow up, even though they actually own everything their father had. They have to obey their guardians and their tutors until they reach whatever age the father has set for them. In fact, they would remain so to the time appointed of the Father. Even so, he says, it is the same way with us. Before we came to Christ, we were like children. We were in bondage to the elements of the world. But when the time was right, Paul said, God sent his Son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent him to redeem us who were servants to the law, so that he could adopt us to be his very own children. And because we are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, Abba, Father. Now he says, you are no longer a servant, but God's own children. And since you are his child, God has made you an heir. That reminds me of the words I heard that fell from the lips of the Master. In John 15 and 15, Jesus said, henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord does, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Oh, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.